Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and this is the second segment of the show covering the highlights of 2018. And this one is going to be focusing on the signs Aquarius and Pisces, which we could not get to in last night's show. Excuse me, sorry. All right, so with Aquarius, when we're looking at this year ahead, first of all, you guys have been dealing with Neptune and Chiron for several years now, really honing in on what you're doing to make money, so your personal income, your purchases, what you're doing with your possessions, if you have any products that you're developing or putting out there, and kind of, you know, what you value in life is really at the core of that. And so Neptune has been trying over these years to dissolve away what is not to your best interest in those areas and to inspire you to bring aboard any kind of artistic influences in those areas or spiritual influences, magical or psychic interests. It might have led you to deal with institutions like hospitals or retreats or spas. It might, you know, have pushed you to do more research and investigations into what might help you open that up. And Chiron has been bringing up any wounds that you have so that you can, you know, spear those wounds and heal them to the best of your ability. And it's calling you to try to move you towards stepping into your own spiritual guru energy of the healer teacher yourself when it comes to making money or purchases or possessions or products and values. And so in this year ahead, that's a continuing theme. However, Chiron is on its way out of here. That is that wound and that healing part of this. And so you'll be focusing on that wound for the last big time here between now and April 17th. And then again, between September 26th and into next year up till February 19th. And then it's done for another 50-some years. So, sorry, I tried to take a big drink before I started this. Of water, clarifying. So, pay attention during those time frames about, is there still some place that I feel wounded or vulnerable? What do I need to do about that? Because this energy can, again, help you in healing that or getting the inspiration you need. Now, in the interim between April 17th and September 26th, Chiron will move into Aquarius's communication and local community arena. And so this is going to start to show you where the wounds are when it comes to your talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and interviews, offers and decisions, as well as what's going on locally in your community activities, short trips to nearby places, your neighbors, your siblings, your vehicles, and your electronics. So, you know, again, you just kind of want to be aware of that time frame, what's coming up for you so that you know, I need to look at, do I feel vulnerable in these areas? How do I start to heal this? Maybe you need to find a different way to communicate yourself to others so that, you know, you're not hurting somebody's feelings. Maybe somebody's hurt your feelings and you need to ask for them to come at you in a different way. So, you know, whatever's coming up for you around that time will give you an idea of what it's going to be going forward, because this will be a 7-year trend getting into next year. All right, so for the karmic south node for Aquarius, it's been in your sign last year and it's this year up through November 6th. And so Aquarians are carrying that, you know, once every 18 years, you guys host it for 18 months. And it's been about kind of looking at yourself and rebalancing your own personal karma. You might have gone through some loss or limits dealing with your body or image or brand or name or title, and that's part of this karmic rebalancing. You might also be a key person entering other people's lives as a past life soul in this year ahead up through November 6th. And you'll feel that strong connection with this person because you've traveled with them through time. This would be a time to be aware of that because you want to know, is this about, you know, me owing them some kind of karmic debt or them owing me some karmic debt? How am I balancing this? And then when we get to November 6th, it's going to move into Capricorn, which for Aquarius will then start to focus these karmic rebalancings on the artistic outlets in your life, your spiritual path, your romantic trysts and clandestine romances, anything with hospitals or other institutions or research and development. So we'll get more into that when we get into the fall. With the North Node of Destiny in the year 2018 for Aquarius, this is going to be continuing to focus on your relationship. So destiny is definitely trying to call you guys forward, either in a romantic partnership or business partnership, with clients, with specialists, with agents, with attorneys, with new ways to deal with competitors or opponents, with your advocates. So connecting is super important in the year ahead. And once we get to November 6th, destiny will then move into your work arena and health arena. It will also color what's going on with coworkers and hired help, with paperwork, with animals in your life, and any cleaning and organizing that you're doing. Sorry. So there you have it. We have Pluto and Saturn both traveling through the same territory. Pluto has been since 2008. Saturn just got into this sign and will travel there for 3 more years. So it's an ongoing story with Pluto up through 2024, actually. And so they're both going to be impacting that 12th house. So again, Aquarius, this means throughout the year with these two planets, the artistic side of your life, art, film, music, painting, poetry, etc., the spiritual side, meditation, prayer, yoga, the romantic getaways or clandestine romances, the healing or hospitals, dealing with addictions, dealing with secrets and deceptions, and anything with research or investigations. So Pluto in that area has been really trying to get you to go deeper in your life and to purge those things that might be not good for you, and to deal with triangles in the scenarios, and to deal with personal empowerment, and if there is any sexuality or financial side to what's going on in those areas, to deal with that as well. Saturn, in its new placement here through this next 3 years, is going to be asking you to get serious in those areas and to end things that aren't good for you, to make some long-term commitments, to take it slow and steady and build things solidly, and to get ambitious and deal with any responsibilities you might have there. So both of these planets are making, well, they are being made a very great alignment from Jupiter throughout this year. So in years past, you've had this going on with frictional energy, and now you're going to have the door opening to those areas. So you definitely want to take it serious. Jupiter will be opening that door by working things through your career throughout this year ahead, or working for those personal goals you have, or what's going on with authority figures like bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, so any higher up type person. So in that case, you want to look for growth opportunities. How can you find more happiness or prosperity? How can you grow something here? That Jupiter influence will be there until November 8th, so almost the entire year, making that great aspect to those 12th house matters, and to Neptune as well, which was the income and purchases and products. So Aquarius might have a stellar career year, or that personal goal if it involves a purchase or something in the arts or romance or spiritual realm or institutions. I mean, definitely looks fantastic. So do what you can. Once we get to November 8th, Jupiter will move into Sagittarius, which for Aquarius will then start to focus on friends and groups and the internet, astrology gatherings, charities. You know, it's social energy. And so you'll have a year of Jupiter moving through that into next year, where there's going to be a lot of growth and good things going on there. So I guess get all that business done this year. And the other thing, the big thing, then the big change is that Uranus, which rules Aquarius or co-rules Aquarius, has been traveling through your communication and local arena since 2011. And that is going to, this is the last full year of it happening there. And by the first few months of next year, it's gone. It won't come back for 84 years. So it's been a very, you know, wild ride when it comes to talks and meetings, ideas and agreements, sales, your brothers and sisters, your neighbors and neighborhood, any moves, short trips, local activities, your writing, your decision making. And so Uranus has really been trying to awaken you and get you out of ruts and bring forth your genius and your original ideas. And so that's continuing. It's a very special energy, but it can be, you know, hard to deal with in any area because it's up and down. One day you've got that offer on the table and the next day it's gone, or one day you're moving and the next day you're not, or you know, or you move and half your stuff goes to the wrong address, or you know, or or on the flip side, the really good stuff, you know, it's like sudden windfalls in some of these areas. So as you go into this year ahead, January through May 15th, you're going to be focusing on that. And then again, November 6th through next year, March 6th, and then it's done. So if there is anything you still need to change, you know, Uranus is the great change agent. It's really trying to get that fresh energy in your life. Then ask for it, say it, write it, you know, sell it, sign it, whatever. Get in there and focus on it. In the interim between May 15th and November 6th of this year, Aquarius, this Uranus ruler energy is going to move into your home base. So for the next 7 years, only for a few months this year, and then next year for the next 7 years, you guys are going to have this really crazy electrical, highly changing energy focused on your home and your real estate deals, your moves, your renovations, your family, your parents, and your roommates. And so during this phase, it may be about a sudden opportunity to purchase real estate or to sell a property or some kind of sudden electrical issue in the home, you know, or something going on with your family that you didn't see coming, or some last-minute change with a roommate, or some genius idea you and your roommate decide to get into together. So, you know, really pay attention again to what's starting to come into play May 15th onward, because it's going to give you a big clue as to what this new territory is going to be about for you guys. All right, and for Pisces. Pisces, Chiron and Neptune have been in your sign, you know, for years now. Neptune is going to continue throughout this year. Chiron is going to continue on and off throughout this year and then end his chapter in your sign by February 19th next year. And so during this process over these years, it has been about trying to dissolve away some old identity of yours or some old conception you had about who you were, and to try to get you inspired in some new artistic, romantic, spiritual way, or in your healing or institutional direction, or with research and development. And so the focus has been on you reinventing yourself in a way that's slow, you know, as things are fading off and you're starting to get that inspiration. It's not a quick, sudden, obvious step. It's something that is coming into view slowly and like a painting, you know. Our Pisces are the paintings right now. So you guys are going to have more of that this year with Neptune. It is about really trusting that inspirational side of yourself, tuning in and listening to that inner voice, listening to your higher power, because there is that strong connection to the veil between worlds and to that spiritual realm and your artistic muse and the romantic connections, et cetera, et cetera. And with Chiron there, it has been bringing up wounds over these years in those areas, in art and spirituality and romance, with hospitals or other institutions, or with research or investigations. And so that continues this year. And the wound is being brought up so that you can do some healing in those areas, figure out where you feel vulnerable in those areas, and find your strength in that vulnerability, start to turn that around and be able to face the world as that spiritual guru, teacher, healer. Because of that understanding of that wound, you can now help others through that. And so this is kind of the last big year of that for Pisces, and it's going to be happening between January and April 17th. And then again, it'll come back into view between September 26th and February 19th of next year. So that's it, and then it moves on for another 50-some years. In the interim between April 17th and September 26th, it will start to move into where the new territory is going to be as it gets there next year. So you're getting a preview of it this year in that space, and it's going to focus on your income, your purchases, your products, and your possessions. So with Chiron, it's going to show you if there's any wounds there, any vulnerabilities there right off the bat. What do you need to heal? What do you need to work on within yourself on those areas? And it's also going to maybe start to push you. Maybe you'll feel like purchasing something that has a healing potential and focuses in on this income opportunity, you know, direction that you're going. So pay attention, you know, April 17th and the days after, as you get into this few months where it's going to give you some idea of what this is about, so you know what you're working with. As far as the karmic south node, it's been traveling through your 12th house, and it will continue this year up through November 6th. And so the karmic south node is either where you're dealing with some limits or losses, or where you are rebalancing karma with some people, or where past life souls are showing up this lifetime to come in and work on some of these particular topics with you. So for Pisces, it is about artistic, you know, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, any of those muse-related themes that you could be rebalancing this or meeting the past life souls or dealing with the limits or losses. It can be with hospitals or other institutions, with research or development, investigations, romantic liaisons, or your spirituality or magic or psychic interests. And once we get to November 6th, it will move into your social stream. So there may be some things happening with friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings or parties or events that lead you to that past life soul that's going to reconnect as a friend or, you know, online kind of thing. Or you're rebalancing karma with somebody that's already in play in one of those areas, or you're dealing with a limit or a loss. Maybe a friend moves away, you know, kind of thing. So that doesn't kick up. We'll talk more about that in the fall. That starts in November 6th. With the North Node of Destiny for Pisces, it has been and continues to be this year in that friendship zone. So right now, you guys, I'm sorry, not in the friendship zone. No, that's Pluto. Sorry, X that. North Node of Destiny in the work and health arena. So Pisces, this is a huge year all the way up through November 6th. For you guys to let destiny lead you forward through work opportunities, really be on the lookout for that and the people you're meeting. I mean, there's something destined taking place in that this year, and this only happens every 18 years, so it's definitely worth pursuing. This can be destiny through a coworker or destiny through hired help that you bring on board. It doesn't have to be someone you're hiring for a work project either. It can be hired help, you know, around the house or with your makeup or whatever. This can be, like I said, the health arena. Definitely a year where you are, being led forward into some kind of destined territory through what you're doing about your health. So you join the gym and maybe you meet the love of your life, or you start a diet or see a doctor or whatever it is you want to do here, and it really leads to something important for you guys. Paperwork is also part of this, so there might be some destined documents to sign in this year ahead. Animals are part of this, so getting involved with animals may definitely lead you to some destined direction in your life. And any kind of organizing or cleaning that you're doing can also lead there, believe it or not. And when we get to November 6th, it's going to move into Pisces' arena of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. And that is going to be where destiny is taking you guys. We will talk much more about that in the fall, but that definitely looks good. Now, getting back to that 11th house of social themes. Pluto and Saturn are both traveling through that in this year ahead for Pisces. Pluto's been traveling there since 2008. Saturn just moved here and is going to be traveling through this area for 3 years. So it's definitely a very important time when it comes to friends and groups and the internet and astrology and gatherings and parties and events and your social awareness and what you're doing about your own personal aspirations and what you're doing about original projects and even your freedom, okay? And so with Pluto, it's really been about going deeper in these areas, purging things that no longer work for you, evolving situations in more empowering ways that do work for you, focusing maybe on Pluto themes in these areas, such as your financial potential, your sexual attractions, reproductive needs, or divorce. So you might find the internet gives you answers to that, or friends or groups that you join, etc. And with Saturn here, newly here, this is going to be about getting serious and cementing some things in this year ahead. So you want to end certain things going on there or make some really long-term commitments. Look at responsibilities. Get serious about what you need to do. Get ambitious. Deal with some authority types maybe in the mix. All of this is open to you guys. And both of those planets are making really great alignments or being made great alignments from Jupiter in his placement in Scorpio throughout the year. So the door is definitely open there. So I would say accept invitations, be as social as you can. And with Jupiter, Jupiter is moving through Scorpio up through November 8th, so most of this year ahead. And for Pisces, it is about a growth year coming through all those expansive arenas. So you could have growth through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity. You could have growth through legal agreements or decisions. You could have growth through education. So whether that's you going back and getting some training or getting a degree, or that's you teaching something, education is a growth area for you. Travel is growth oriented for you guys. Foreign interests or people at a distance, growth oriented. Ceremonies, weddings, you know, that can be the growth for you in this year ahead, as well as religion and politics. So whatever one of those areas you find intriguing, or if all of them, it is the year, this only happens once every 12 years with Jupiter, to dive into that and remember that that then leads to the door being open with all those social themes and your aspirations, and also with Neptune in your own sign. It's just incredibly powerful for you guys. So definitely do what you want to do about that. And then on November 8th, Jupiter moves into Sagittarius, where it'll travel over 12 months, so close to 13 months. And it is going to then start to focus on Pisces' career and reputation and fame and personal goals and authority figures in your life, like parents, bosses, mentors, directors, teachers. And so that's where the growth will start to go. Then we'll talk more about that as we get into the fall. And then finally, Uranus. Uranus is the wild card energy you've been dealing with since 2011 when it comes to your income, your purchases, your products, and your possessions. And so that's a very up and down, sudden change kind of energy. It's meant to shake things up, awaken you out of any ruts, get you to start to reinvent yourself when it comes to those topics in your life, and to start to bring out what's unique or original about you in those territories. And so it's a really important transit. It ends by the time we get to March 6th of next year, and it won't come back for 84 years. So you can come up with genius ideas or inventions, original projects during this time. And you can also be knocked off your feet a few times. I'm sure you can look back over the last years and say, yeah, that might have happened to me a few times. And so it's important to look at what still needs to be changed, see what the universe is kind of pushing you towards, and trust that as far as this territory. And it will be in play from January 1st to May 15th. And then again from November 6th into next year, March 6th. In the interim, from May 15th to November 6th, it's going to move into Pisces communication and local arena territory. So that's where the shakeups and the sudden changes and the excitement and the genius ideas and all of that are going to start to take you on that roller coaster ride. And so it's an awakening in that reinvention now through your ideas, through your writing, through your talks and meetings and interviews and auditions, through agreements and sales, through speaking roles, through decisions you're making, if I didn't say that one already. So anything communication-oriented. And it's also going to bring that kind of, sudden great thing or sudden shocking change and put you on new courses when it comes to brothers or sisters or neighbors, moves, local activities, short trips to nearby places, vehicles, or electronics. So I would definitely say for you guys, I would probably back up computers and electrical things before you get to May 15th, just in case it was going to take you down that road as kind of some shakeup. Maybe it wants you to be doing something different there. And be careful out on the roads. But other than that, definitely be very highly aware of, the information that's coming your way from May 15th onward, and the people you're meeting and the offers that you're getting and what you're writing down. And I mean, it's sales, agreements, all this stuff. I mean, it's definitely going to kind of give you a clue as to what will be then in play for 7 years once we get into next year with this energy. So that's it, guys. I'm sorry I couldn't get you into the bulk of the main show. I hope you guys have a fantastic 2018. It's Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Have a good one.